Welcome to Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 10th of February, recording at, say later, 10:04 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly weaker, Asia-Pacific stock markets. China, A-shares had a good gain today, but not Hong Kong, which is down nearly another 2%. Australia had a slight gain going against the regional trend. European stock markets mostly a little bit lower, not much. The UK FTSE down just 0.5%. In the Americas, an interesting day. Mexico was weak. I was told, I'll come back to that. Brazil had a small rally today, up 0.5%. Wall Street was down most of the day, but then rallied right at the close, down all day and rallied right at the close. To close with just above the break-even line on the S&P and the NASDAQ. Long-dated government bonds down in the USA, a fraction higher in Europe. The US dollar firmer today. The dollar index is back up to 78.20. So that's pulled the euro down to 136. Sterling's little change, though, at 161. And what else to mention here? Precious metals, sort of a seesaw day here, mostly to the downside. The one that remained weak was platinum, down $31. That pulled it back to 1828. Gold is swung around a little bit, but it's currently at 1363, so it regained most of the day's losses. I see sugars firmer in here today. Crude oil also firmer on the spot month as I speak. Industrial metals, a little bit of profit-taking shown there. In the grain and bean complex, again, these have really swung around a fair amount today, but closing out with wheat down and soybeans down, corn up just a fraction. I think rough rice was up a fraction as well. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's the same story, which is going to run for a while here, with Asian stock markets under the cosh of a fashion change, which has really come about as a consequence of two factors foreseen here. And the first was the surge in commodity prices, long described as an opportunity which would eventually become the problem. And also, Asia has been raising the interest rates, so that's caused some concern regarding what will actually happen to corporate profits. This, as I say, is likely to persist for a while longer, and I think that what it probably means here is that we've got a short to medium term risk of a little bit more retrenchment here in these Asian stock markets. Although that's it, and a number of them, quite interestingly, a number of them are back at what Owen and I sort of refer to as a moment of truth zone, which is the 200-day moving averages. Now, we've looked on this as being largely a mean reversion to the rising 200-day moving average, which represents the medium-term trend. And not all of them have completed that, but a number of them are quite close. And India, which has been the recipient of more bad news regarding inflation and political corruption, has actually broken beneath that 200-day moving average, as you are no doubt aware. So the short-term oversold conditions are increasing here. If it were not for this commodity situation right now, I would be thinking that they were probably all buys at this time. But I don't feel that way, given the headline-grabbing attention that commodity prices are receiving. That's news has got to move into the back pages, and I'm afraid that's not going to happen here just yet. I'm not I certainly don't want to get overly bearish when we've seen the mean reversion back to the moving averages, and with Wall Street's leash effect still being positive overall, because despite the surging commodities and despite the higher interest rates in Asia, the firmness of Wall Street should ensure that the leash effect, well, I think it is ensuring that the leash effect provides a cushioning effect relative to what might have otherwise occurred. So again, this is a little bit of a tricky period here. In the short term, most fuller money themes, though, remain quite firm, fortunately. Certainly, the miners do at this stage. Okay, what about these long-dated government bonds? Well, we saw. Oh, no, I was going to mention something on Mexico, which is down just less than 1% here today, but it has been underperforming recently. As have other Central and South American markets, so they're catching some of the fallout on the from the commodities and the higher interest rates in Asia. But I received a call from your fellow subscriber, who is such an outstanding grains analyst and grains trader, the best I've ever met. And he was saying that the USDA is almost certainly wrong once again on a report regarding Mexico, and it concerns the white corn. And according to the observers, local observers that he was in contact with, Mexico's white corn, and that's for human consumption, has white corn crop, winter crop has been, which is an important crop, has been 80 to 90% destroyed by unseasonably cold weather in Mexico. So that's a massive blow. And you remember might remember the tortilla riots in 2008. And I fear that's a real prospect for this year. Now, neither he knew, and I certainly don't know, the extent to which the yellow corn, which I certainly see in abundance in British supermarkets, and very good it is as well. I don't know to the extent to which the Mexicans will accept that as an alternative, but bottom line here is that the food situation remains very, very tricky indeed, and we're not at the end of this story just now, and it really is dominating pretty well everything else. Okay. What else to mention here? The U.S. Treasuries. I noticed the long bond ended last night with a very small upside key day reversal, but there was no follow-through in here today. That long bond closed down 26.30 seconds, and My strategy really, and it's my biggest trading position at the moment. But my strategy is to I sell if that firms a little further. Might have done that last night had I not had to leave early for a concert, but earlier than I usually do. And my earlier positions, which were all established within the overhead trading range, were although I've been shorting this, as you know, for really since last autumn. But my current positions, they were established in that little overhead trading range that that you can see, and they're all protected with in the money stops. And if we see a return move to the underside of that trading range, I will open some more short positions, quite probably. I haven't done the baby steps take profits yet on the move down. But I will, if that resumes anytime soon, I will perhaps probably lighten a little bit. What else to mention? What else to mention here? I do have a crude oil long that I picked up the other day, earlier in the week, and I'll let, I think it was a couple of days ago, and I'll let that go if that rallies a little bit higher. I'm not looking for much because crude oil's in a trading range here overall, but I had bought the NYMEX because it was so out of line with the with the Brent, and I didn't think there was too much risk there. In terms of precious metals, I'm so far resisting the temptation to increase that position a little bit because of this setback here. So I'm quite cautious. Although, see, the silver fell down as low as 29.63 and a half here at one point today, but then shot right back up to 30.17. So that's still pretty steady. Overall, it's left a tail on the chart. I think the balance of technical evidence suggests that these will go higher, but I'm always a little uneasy when we see a market hit a new high and then pull back, as platinum has done in here. I'm currently out of the silver at the moment, and but I still hold the other three, again protected with break-even stops. I think that's pretty much it. So, all the best.